Rachel Halliwell here for hockeyprospect.com, joined today by Mason McTavish of EHC Olten and the Peterborough Petes of the OHL. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this today, Mason.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we'll just start. I just want you to kind of explain to us a little bit about your preparation that you did last summer, kind of not where you weren't really sure what was really going to happen, where you were going to play. Like, how did you prepare?
Yeah, so just like everybody else, I just kind of, work out, 5 days a week, and then, I'd skate as much as I could, with the COVID restrictions and stuff. I just try and get out there as much as I could. And yeah, luckily I kind of got over to Switzerland and kind of started playing.
Definitely. And can you just take us through the process of you going to Switzerland? Like, how did that come about? How long did it take? That kind of thing.
Yeah, so I initially tried to get over there November 19th, I believe the date was, but with COVID and a bunch of stuff, like different rules and stuff like that, kind of pushed me back. I had to get my work visa, so I had to wait till I was 18, and then yeah, I got my work visa, and then the next day out, I flew from Montreal to Switzerland.
Cool. Definitely a different process than just, driving up to
yeah,
Peterborough,
yeah,
I'm
definitely,
sure.
definitely a lot different for sure. But yeah, no, as I said, it's just good to get playing.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of playing, what did you think of playing over in Europe, and what kind of differences did you notice from playing in the OHL, apart from obviously the bigger ice?
Yeah, no, it's a lot different than the OHL. The players are a lot faster, bigger, stronger. It's pro hockey, there's jobs on the line, so I think they take it a bit more serious. It's great hockey. Obviously the big ice is different, but once you adjust to that, it's not too bad. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed my time over there.
Nice, very nice. And so you were over there with fellow 2021 draft eligible prospect Brennan Othman. Were you guys close? Did you spend a lot of time together when you were allowed to?
Yeah, we're pretty tight. We lived together with the president there, so it was a great spot. They took care of us really well, and yeah, definitely we spent a lot of time together.
Nice. It's always nice having somebody that's going through the same thing as you, especially in times like this when it's all different and new.
Yeah, for sure. Going to a different country, it's nice to have somebody your own age definitely going through the same thing. So it's, yeah, definitely really nice to have them there.
Yeah, 100%. And then coming back home after your time in Switzerland this year, what was that like?
Well, I just got out of quarantine today, actually. So, I was just doing some workouts in the gym and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it's nice to, finally be out. I went to the gym today. My strength coach and stuff. So yeah, it's good to be out of the quarantine.
Nice to be home, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you're not home for long. Obviously you're going down to Texas soon for the U18s. What has that process been like so far? I know it's different. You guys aren't, skating together and preparing together. And then, once you get down there, you don't have a long time before you start playing games. So what has this process been like this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's, we're going to be well prepared. We got lots of Zoom calls scheduled and stuff. So, I think Hockey Canada is a really good job with that, getting us ready as well as they can with the new COVID rules every day and stuff. So, they're doing their best, and, so are the players.
Yeah, all of us are looking forward to seeing some game action best on best again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are excited too to get back out there.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's been a while for some guys. Luckily, as I said, I got to play in Switzerland. So, but some guys it's been, almost a year now. Well, I guess a year actually. So it'll be, really interesting to see everybody out there again, and definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. How would you describe your game?
I think I'm a power forward that, likes to shoot the puck and likes to, get to the net and, create second chances for my teammates and stuff. I like to, use my body, body position and protect the puck and kind of, get to the net, as I said, and, kind of look for my teammates.
Definitely. What are some strengths that you see in your game, and what is something that you are still trying to work on and improve on?
I think one of my strengths would be my shot and, working on that still. Obviously, you got to work on your strengths as well. And then one of my weaknesses, I'd say, I'm trying to work on is my speed and acceleration, just, in the gym, on the ice, just whatever little things you can do to, take the next step and add it to your game is crucial.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, you always got to work on everything, right? Overall.
Yeah.
Keep growing. Your dad played professional hockey over in Switzerland. How much has he influenced you in your hockey career? Has he given you any advice over the years? If so, what's kind of stuck with you with that?
So he played over there for about 15 years in Europe. He's obviously, he's like every other dad, he'd give, little tips and stuff, but he wouldn't, tell me exactly, what to do, how to do it. He just kind of let me, do my own thing, take my own path. But, if he, sees me kind of, not playing as well or something, maybe a little tip for sure helps everybody. As I said, like every other dad would do. So, I mean, he's obviously been super beneficial for me and, I'm lucky to have him.
No, definitely. Definitely a good resource to tap into if you have it available to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So since your dad was over in Europe playing, that's actually where you were born and kind of spent a lot of your childhood. I'm assuming you started playing minor hockey over in Switzerland. So what was that like? And then do you remember when you came here, what the difference was when you started playing in Canada?
It was definitely different playing over in Switzerland, but obviously the language barrier coming home was different, but I mean, I don't really remember too much of it over back in Switzerland, but I remember like just obviously the ice is bigger there and stuff, but nothing too crazy.
That makes sense. I guess at that age, it's probably all kind of similar. Just learning the basics, fundamentals. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool. Who was your favorite player to watch when you were growing up? And is there someone that you try to model your game after?
I always like watching Crosby play, but I'm a Penguins fan, or at least I was. I'm not really sure I have a favorite team anymore, but I really like to model my game after Anders Lee. He's a good power forward. Likes to get to the net, score dirty goals and stuff like that. So I kind of love watching him on the ice and add little things he does and try to add them into my game as best I can.
Yeah, definitely. Two good guys to look up to for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans for this summer training wise, and how are you planning on staying prepared for the draft and ultimately the 2021-22 season, whenever that may be?
Well, right now I'm more so focusing on the U18, but I guess after, I'll be back in Canada, working out, 5 days a week with Sean Young, and then skating as much as I can with Pat Malloy. Just getting ready for the next season, like any other off season, I'd do that. So nothing really changes there. Just kind of stick to the same thing.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for doing this today. Those are all the questions that I have for you.
Awesome.
But thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. I appreciate it. Best of luck at the U18s and then with the upcoming draft as well.
Awesome. Thanks.